for the journey. Praise God. Today you may talk about two indigenous people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. Each of these two people are different, have different culture and traditional way of life. Where you may talk policing within communities. Blow us. When it was brought to our attention that we know that the changing of the government will take place, we've called a meeting with all senior officers within in the community, where to look at the goal of which way we want to go in policing in Torres Strait. And our focus was on Quadstep. After the meeting that we had, seen in the paper that the minister with the commissioner is saying that they are putting off Quadstep, which we thought that was had been the stepping stone for us, for our people, to go into a policing. So we've come up, organized another workshop where I propose submission that say that how we want policing in Torres Strait. And we put up a model at this present time. Under the present government, community police are covered by the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Act, which community police practice their role as a police officer. At this time, there are about 60 to 80 community police within 14 communities. As I said earlier, Aboriginal people have their own culture, their own traditional way. Island people, we have our own, Torres Strait Island people. We believe to practice law and order inside our community must be our people. Our people know our way. At this present time, we have been called Toothless Tigers under this Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Act, because there are only certain areas that we can come up to. If the changes are to take place in Torres Strait, the government, all we wanted for a better policing in Torres Strait, give us powers give us training. There are police at this present time practice the service law policing in Torres Strait, been there for 20 years. But they haven't got the powers to practice that one properly.